Extra. Extreme Bits. This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
It's Extreme Bits, 1-888-99-IDOBI, 1-888-994-3624 is the phone number if you'd like to say hello tonight and check in with everybody here at the show. I'm Eddie, Chris is here.
Of course I am, what's up?
There's Chris, and Jason should be here in just a moment via Skype. If I don't know if this is working, but we'll give it a shot. Yeah, but Chris, how are you doing? Your life sounds like it's hell because you're allergic to guinea pigs.
Yeah, it's the worst curse I could imagine.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, but my sister is out of town, and I agreed to guinea pig watch for her. Normally, I go to her place, but this time,
yeah,
because I haven't been able to drive because I broke my ankle a couple of months ago.
And now you're driving.
Yeah, now
congratulations,
I'm driving.
By the way.
Thank you. But she brought the guinea pig to my place, and I've just been fucking under the weather all week. Like, my first week of freedom, you know, I can go out and drive a bit, but I just feel like shit.
What's it like being allergic to a guinea pig? I have no idea what that would be like.
I don't know. It just, I go in there, and, like, my nose starts to run, and I start to sneeze violently after, like, 15 minutes.
That's such a first world problem.
And my throat is really irritated, and it gets kind of hard to breathe. And I don't know, I think I get a little feverish, too, if I hang out too long.
Seriously?
Yeah. She didn't really have anybody else to watch it, so I probably would have agreed anyway, but I always forget just how allergic to it I am until I agree to watch it or until I go to her place to visit.
Yeah.
And then I just feel like I have fucking West Nile virus or swine flu or something. I don't know.
That's a terrible, terrible problem you have, being allergic to your sister's guinea pig.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's ruined my life.
It's like the worst thing that could ever happen to you, ever.
Yeah.
Just being allergic to a guinea pig.
Yeah.
Man.
It's worse than AIDS. I'll just go ahead and say it.
Maybe just a little bit.
It's like AIDS and pancreatic cancer combined.
Yeah.
The
difference is you sneeze more.
Yeah. I wonder if I can get a medical marijuana license for that.
Now, you'd never do that, would you? Get the medical marijuana. You're afraid of the DEA, right?
I am afraid of the DEA because I feel like there's going to be a day of reckoning and there's going to be a big backlash. And
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I can't guarantee it, but I don't know, man.
So you wouldn't do it because of that? That kind of frightens you?
It frightens me. I can't rule it out totally that I wouldn't ever do it because it's always still sort of intrigued me. I still sort of want to do it.
Now, we live in Colorado here, and it's really easy to get a medical marijuana license like it is here in California. You just go to your doctor.
Into these places. You don't even have to go to your doctor.
No.
You know, like a legitimate, you know, above the board kind of doctor. Most doctors aren't really going to prescribe that willy-nilly. But what you do is you go to these, like, clinics where the dispensaries, I imagine, like, pay these doctors, full-time, and they just sit there, and you come in, and you say your asshole itches, and they write your prescription for medical marijuana because you can get a prescription for just about anything. And they don't really check. They just take you at your word, you know.
Which,
You say that you have a bit of anxiety, and you're in and out in 5 minutes, and then, boom, you can buy, like, 2 ounces of weed a week.
Yeah, but I kind of think you might be a little bit too paranoid about it, because, sure, the DEA might do something, but I think if they ever did something, they'd probably go after the dispensaries, not the people. What are they going to do, round up everybody and put them in internment camps?
Hey, like, man, don't doubt it. Like, they probably would. Man, the DEA is out of control. The DEA is a rogue agency. They really are. They have the power to change the law without legislation being passed.
Yeah, Are you serious? The DEA can change, the Drug Enforcement Administration can change the law at any given time.
Yeah, because what they do, they control the scheduling of the drugs. They decide.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, they don't change the law, but they change the penalties for the specific drug. But so they can change, like...
No, they determine whether or not the drug has any legitimate medical use or not. The DEA alone makes that decision whether or not, say, marijuana, since we're talking about it, has any medical...
But there's also no research.
Like, the FDA has no say. It's all up to the DEA.
Well, there's also no research that the DEA can base their claims on, because the government doesn't allow research on marijuana.
Technically, but there is actually an expanding body of research out there. You know, that, you know, it's become more common that different research think tanks or universities or hospitals or whatever will conduct a study anyway, even though it's illegal. And so there's a growing body of evidence out there that shows the more or less negligible effects of marijuana. Growing body of research, but yeah, the DEA doesn't care because, you know, the marijuana is the most profitable and the most, most used drug in the world. And the DEA has the power to decide, you know, so they have conducted a war on marijuana, you know, just to the DEA's looking out for its own funding. You know,
yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you know,
the DEA
has like,
carved a niche for itself, and it's created this artificial need for the DEA.
It has, yeah. Well, I mean, like at this point, I think it's almost like one of those arguments that isn't even worth almost discussing, because I think everybody kind of knows this at this point. I hope. If you don't, there's a lot of things you can watch online and stuff. But anyways, I don't want to talk about this all show, because we probably could, because there's a lot. I mean, it's
well, I've said my piece, but...
No pun intended, eh?
That's not that funny. Okay. I wouldn't have pointed that out.
All right. Well, I'm going to smoke you out here, and we're going to go to the next topic. And do you ever go to Whole Foods at all? Have you ever been there?
Yeah, you know, I'm a vegetarian. It's, you know... It, you know, that's where I go when I'm looking for, you know.
Usually when I go to Whole Foods, I go in there, and it kind of seems like the people working there are, they're usually kind of like pretentious hipsters, and they seem like they love their job, and they seem like they're all, you know, if you were to put a Safeway employee next to a Whole Foods employee, I feel like the Whole Foods employee would try to make the Safeway employee feel like shit, maybe not directly, but... They'd say, oh, well, we sell fair trade, and, well, our food is organic, and I love my job. I work at Whole Foods, not Safeway. Do you get that general impression that Whole Foods employees are a little pretentious? Did that ever happen to you when you go there?
No, whenever I go there, they all seem really nice and really chill and just laid back. I don't doubt that they, you know, if you really got into a dialogue with them, that they'd start... you know, preaching the virtues of organic, you know, fair trade food and whatever. But, you know, I mean, why not? I can kind of see their point anyway. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. They seem like good people to me. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like more on the same wavelength. Like, you know, I'm pretty friendly. You know, I can go to Safeway and, you know, have a friendly chat with a Safeway employee.
Well,
but,
what do you,
you
think
know.
About their job? Like, do you think, let's talk job specifically. Like, do you think that, because I always got the impression that you go into Whole Foods and then the person working there is, they love their job. They stand behind the company and they just love what it stands for and the fair trade and the organic stuff and blah, blah, blah.
You know, I think.
Do you get that? Do you get that feeling or no?
I do and I don't. I feel like they're behind the idea of Whole Food, but I think, you know, day to day, moment by moment, they're not that different from an employee at any other, you know, big box retail or whatever.
The reason why I even bring this up is because a ton of people have resigned from Whole Foods all at once. One person says, quote, it must have been one of the most appalling experiences of my life when I spent a day working in the bakery. and at closing time threw away enough food to feed a hungry mass. So, okay, that happens at bakeries, okay? Anywhere you work, you're going to throw away a lot of food. Now, this particular guy kind of sounds a little pretentious. Now, he does have a point. A lot of that can probably go to be donated to, like, some homeless shelter or whatever, but no matter where you work, there's going to be food thrown away. Not every.
That's no excuse, though. Just because that's the way it is, I don't think that necessarily means it is the way it has to be.
No, it doesn't have to be, sure, but I'm just saying that he could have changed something and at least tried. It doesn't say here that he tried to make a company-wide initiative where all the leftover bakery items get donated to a homeless shelter. This guy...
Well, look, you know, by the act of the mass resignation, that is an action.
That's just one employee, though. There's many complaints here. The second complaint is a coworker with cancer who has repeatedly denied days off got fired for her loss of insurance. All right, I'm sorry, I got fired and lost her insurance.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she has cancer, so she repeatedly needs days off because she has cancer, and she got fired. Another coworker quit Whole Foods here because he was late because a car plowed into him, and the HR lady had the audacity to tell him that he should have given himself enough time from leaving his place to be hit by a car.
Oh, man.
It doesn't sound like a very nice company to work for. I always got the impression that Whole Foods kind of took care of their employees because they always seem happy to me. They always seem like they stand behind the company. But it's coming out now. That's a terrible place to work. Another person said that a plate at the hot bar pretty much means the trots later. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't even know
about.
No idea what the fuck that quote means. This is what the quote says. A plate at the hot bar pretty much means the trots later. Does that quote even make fucking sense
to
you?
No, I'm reading that over your shoulder. I don't know what the fuck that means.
It says...
That's gibberish.
Whatever. That guy's fucking insane. Somebody else says, you better be a head-nodding bobblehead willing to agree with all that is shoved in your face or you're pretty much blacklisted.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a corporation.
What
even
company
though,
is it not like that, though? Really?
But you know, again, that's no excuse. You know, I mean,
for what?
For corporations behaving badly or whatever. You know, I mean,
that should be a new sitcom or a new TV show. Corporations behaving badly,
or a reality show, an investigative television news magazine or something. Tonight on Primetime, corporations behaving badly.
Let's call Whole Foods here, and let's find out. Let's ask an employee firsthand if they hate their job. Whole Foods is a supermarket. I think it's all over the country, but there's a lot of them here where we live. It's like an organic sort of thing, like a Trader Joe's.
I think most people know what it is now,
according
in the
to
U.S.
The reason why I brought that up is because according to these Google results, I'm not seeing too many outside of... Oh, there are thousands of stores. I have to click on this button. Okay, never mind. They hate their job so much they can't even answer the phone, apparently. Seriously?
I don't think they stay open too late.
You'd think that they'd be open right now, though.
Probably, yeah. I would imagine that they would still be open for at least another 10 minutes, at least.
Right.
Probably another hour. But
I'll try one more.
Okay.
But I just want to find out.
You could try an out-of-state one, too, for the West, maybe.
You know, I'm not seeing any out-of-state ones here. What's coming up is all here. I guess I could do this. All right, let's call one. We'll call one in California. How about that? We're gonna call a Whole Foods.
One more. We'll try one more.
One more, just because I found one in California. Whole Foods is. It's coming out in the news that people hate working there because apparently, the corporation and the corporate culture sucks. We were just discussing that I always got the opposite feeling from the employees there, but
I think it's just because they're laid back.
Thank you for calling Whole Foods Market Oakland. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, please enter it now.
Okay.
Or to speak to a customer service team member, press zero.
Thank you for calling Whole Foods Oakland. This is Alex. How may I help you?
Hey, Alex. My name is John, and I'm thinking about applying for a job there.
Okay.
But is it, can you be kind of candid with me here? Is it, I just reading in something in the news that it wasn't quite the best place to work at. Is that true? Is it a good place to work?
I like my job.
It's okay. I'm not from corporate or anything. I seriously just want to, I'm thinking about applying and I kind of wanted to get somebody's opinion.
Okay. That's fine. Like I said, I like my job.
Well, what, have you heard all these people quitting? There's a big news story about it.
No, I don't know anything about that. And any questions like that, actually, as a team member, I really can't answer.
Really? So it must not be a good place to work if they have your mouth tied shut like that.
No, it's like that at any business. Most businesses have a policy of not allowing their team members to talk about workplace issues with people from the public. It's just that's a contingency I've had at every job I've ever worked with.
Not me. I've worked at probably more places than you, and I've never had that happen. I could usually say whatever I want.
Well, like I said, I told you, I like my job. I've been here for 2 years. I love working here. So,
how many jobs have you had in your life?
I don't know, like 30?
Yeah, you can't hold a job. So why is that?
I'm going to hang up now.
Okay. the guy
he was with you until you started to brag with him.
Well, the guy was being a jerk.
I don't think so.
I didn't like him. I didn't like the tone in his voice one little bit.
Well, you know, he probably has the man breathing down his neck, and you're kind of putting him in an awkward spot.
It's probably like, I think his boss is like standing right behind
him. Yeah, absolutely.
Or they probably like had some sort of a company memo that was like,
you
we've
can't
been in the
talk
news recently. If anybody asks, just say, quote, you like your job.
Yeah.
Quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't answer the question directly. So, whatever.
Well, I think he did. You said you like it there, and he said, I like my job. So that's pretty direct, to be fair.
I said, he likes his job, but I don't think the way he answered it and the way I asked, I was kind of asking if he likes the company, and he's like, I like my job. Like, yeah, I don't really like the company. Maybe he likes slicing meats, but he doesn't like the company.
I wouldn't accuse him of avoiding the question. I think the way you phrased it left some wiggle room for interpretation.
Download the Extreme Bits podcast at extremebits.com. This is Extreme Bits.
All right, it's Extreme Bits, IW Radio. All right, so we have Jason here.
Hello.
And Chris is here.
Hey.
Katie's here now.
Katie's here.
Hello, Katie.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm well.
Let's start. I have a question for all of you. Let's start with Katie. We'll go to Jason, then Chris. Just name. Don't even think about it. Name the internet browser you use.
Yeah. Who?
The internet browser you use.
Google?
Google?
Google Chrome?
Yes.
Yeah.
You honestly both use that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris?
Firefox.
Okay.
Eddie?
I use Chrome as well. But it turns out somebody did a funny study. It was university, but they found out that people who use Internet Explorer have the lowest IQ.
That's funny.
People who use Firefox and Chrome have just about the same IQ, but Firefox people are a little lower, so sorry, Chris.
I'm not going to take that too seriously because I still feel I'm smarter than the rest of you.
Not according to this study.
Yeah, well, according to my study.
Well, it says here that we're smarter than you, Chris.
I don't think that's what it says.
Look at the graph.
You're
reading
into the
numbers.
Look at
the bar graph.
That's a trend.
I'm looking at
That's not a fact. That's a trend.
It's a... Well,
it's the, not, you know, that doesn't... That's not a rule that holds for everybody.
You're not as smart as us. That's what it says here.
No, this, I'm
the
much,
smartest
much
people,
smarter.
If you want to, if you want to be smart,
by at least 10 IQ points, I'd say.
If you want to be smart, Chris, start using Opera.
What the fuck is? I've never even heard of that.
Exactly. So, Katie and Jason were smarter than Chris, according to this.
Thank God.
We knew that.
You think you know it?
What are you gonna do?
You think you know it? That just proves you're not as smart as me. Because if you were as smart as me, you'd know that I was smarter than you.
So here's how the study breaks down. It goes, Internet Explorer, the stupidest people. If you use that, you're really stupid. Then it goes, Firefox and then Chrome are almost neck and neck, but then Firefox is a little bit below Chrome. And then it goes, Safari is just a tad above Chrome. And I do use Safari sometimes. So
I hate
I'm going to count myself
kind of.
In that category.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then and then Opera is the highest. So there you go.
Whatever makes you feel better.
But it is interesting because people who use Internet Explorer only do tend to be stupid. I don't know if it's just me, but they seem to be really stupid people.
That's a little rough. My dad uses Internet Explorer.
Is he very is he a smart guy?
He's a smart guy. I think it's more of an age. I think it's more of an age thing. I think older people still use Explorer. Because I told him I use Firefox. He's like, really? I don't know anybody who uses Firefox. I'm like, well, it's probably because you're an old man.
There probably is a generational factor that goes into this, but I don't know. This whole survey, it tested 101,000 people from English-speaking countries all over the United, or all over the world. So, I don't know. It could be generational, but it also, this study goes beyond that and also reaches people of different cultures.
So. Oh, yeah, so it's the final word.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
I believe it.
What?
I believe it. I always thought people who use Internet Explorer were idiots.
Thank you for your reasoning.
Well, I am pretty smart. I actually have Opera installed on my phone.
Ooh, now you do. After
I did before. That's the coolest part.
I had Opera on my old phone.
What the fuck is Opera? I've never even heard of Opera.
See? Isn't that smart?
Bullshit, Megan. You know I'm a goddamn genius.
What's Explorer do you use again?
He's totally Internet Explorer. Look at him.
Why would I have said Firefox before I even knew what the segment was about?
No, you know what? I said Eddie and I were talking about this morning. I knew he was a Firefox. I knew it. Because he's not, like, progressive. And, like,
what?
He's not.
I'm
he's
not progressive. What are you talking about?
Firefox isn't. Firefox is, like.
So 5 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
Whatever.
What Firefox is, like, for people who think that they have all this a better option out there. Other than Internet Explorer, but they don't realize there's more options than Mozilla Firefox.
Ugh. I know there's Chrome, but it still seems a little buggy to me.
Never in my life have I had a problem.
Well,
Jason
I've just been
Katie,
reading
guys...
the reviews, and the reviews for Chrome.
Oh, who reads reviews, you douchebag?
on Internet Explorers.
No, I read reviews.
Okay,
browsers.
No call for that. No reason to be a dick. All right.
I don't download a browser unless I've read a review.
Well, how am I supposed to choose what browser is the best? Just fucking
look at this.
Grab
IQ.
My nuts and just fucking roll the dice and just download a fucking browser.
Yeah, just do whatever.
Yeah.
But what do you use for searching shit?
Google.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I use.
There you go.
Yeah, who doesn't use Google?
I'm upset, dude. Why don't you just use their fucking browser?
Because I heard it was buggy.
It's buggy, but you still use... No.
It's never been buggy. I've never
like,
had a problem.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Well, whatever. I just...
Katie, have you
cares?
Had a bug? Have you had a no. bug?
No, there were no bugs.
No bugs on Katie.
Well, whatever. I just heard it wasn't as good. Like, the...
That's
the
what?
interface, like they want you to download what's their OS, and like
no,
they're trying to merge Chrome
you're way off.
With the OS. Well, whatever. What the fuck?
Their Who gives OS a shit is about like browsers? Not, it has nothing to do with their browser.
Are we fucking having a browser argument? Who the fuck are we? Are we no, the fucking a, geeks
what the fuck
at
you
MIT?
Talking about? We're having an IQ argument.
Oh yeah, bullshit.
According to this, your argument is not as good as mine.
Well, according to my cock, you can shut the fuck up.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Because it's so funny looking.
Probably because I am dumber than you.
Exactly. Sorry, Chris. According to this.
It means I'm going to mushroom stamp you if you don't shut the fuck up about the goddamn browsers.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. Mushroom stamp. You're fighting real hard tonight.
Wow.
What?
It's a real bitch fest over there.
Well, I think you're a little bitch fest over there. So what do you think of that, motherfucker?
Wow. Fighting Chris. Words. Fighting words.
Yeah.
You drank some Henry juice today, huh?
Some Henry juice. Yeah, a little bit, a minute ago.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well, you're giving me shit about the browsers and about the IQ. It's like, who gives a fuck about browsers? Why are we having a browser argument?
I don't know. Not to switch topics, but I'm going to.
No, please do.
Please, because Chris's his IQ is not as big as ours.
Have you guys heard about that accident in New York?
No. Matt Lauer had a vasectomy.
No, where a lady was like drunk and high, apparently, and was driving the wrong way down a freeway and like killed like herself, her like one of her kids, and like three of her brother's kids.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, but now the husband's suing the brother. And now the brother's suing the husband of the dead wife.
What?
You haven't back heard
up,
about this?
Back up a little bit.
Wait, it's just a fucking car accident, a random car accident. Why are we talking about this?
Wait, well...
A lot of people died.
Back up, Jason.
Well,
so,
people die in car accidents every day. I don't really see why this is special.
I'm a little intrigued. All right, so somebody was wasted and high, and they drove the wrong way down the highway.
Yep.
And they killed a ton of people.
A bunch of little kids.
Yeah, like four kids.
So they killed four
kids. Three adults who they hit going the wrong way died as well.
Wow, so four or five cars were involved in this whole mess?
Yeah, two cars.
Two cars, okay. So it's like a head-on collision?
Because she was driving the wrong way.
Okay, and then who is suing who now?
The husband of the dead girl who was driving the wrong way.
Okay, the husband of the chick who was driving the wrong way.
Is suing her brother because she was driving her brother's van.
Okay, so she's suing the owner of the vehicle, but the owner of the vehicle wasn't involved in the accident.
Correct.
Okay, why?
The owner of the vehicle was in the car.
Okay. Oh, but she's suing because
No, she's dead, isn't she? He's suing. The husband
the most
is suing.
Confusing lawsuit ever.
I think you're the only one who's confused, Eddie.
No, I'm trying to.
You're acting
to break
like
it
an
down.
Explorer.
I'm trying
over
to break
here.
It down, man.
You're acting like an IE.
I'm trying to break it down. So the owner of the vehicle is suing the driver.
Well, first the driver's husband is suing the owner of the vehicle.
Why?
Because. They said that she shouldn't have been driving.
And?
And it was his fault.
What's going on with this? Do you have an update for us?
The brother's attorney said that the brother's attorney
read
said,
that quickly.
No, you fuck off quickly.
Okay, well, sorry, go ahead.
I've been drinking.
You've always been drinking, sir.
That's my life.
Yeah.
So. Oh, shit.
Continue.
Sorry. All right. So the husband's the husband of the wife who was driving and was killed is suing the brother for saying that he shouldn't have been letting her drive while she was drunk and high.
Chris, do you understand what's going on?
Yeah, but I just don't care. The husband is suing the brother.
The husband of the woman who drove into traffic the wrong way.
Yes.
Okay, is suing the brother of... Okay, so he's suing his brother-in-law.
Yes.
Can we say that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
And it was his van, and he's suing because he let her drive when she was high and drunk.
Okay.
And they're saying that she shouldn't have been driving.
Okay. And is this going to hold up in court?
What the fuck? It's playing out for a while now.
How long has this been playing out for?
A couple years.
A couple years?
Yeah. This happened like 2 or 3 years ago.
Really?
Yep.
Why is this in the news now?
Because it's a pretty fucked up story, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but, you know. Let's get our lawyer on the phone.
There you go.
Let's get some legal advice. We're calling our lawyer, Sam E. Goldberg.
Hello?
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
Oh, are we on the radio right now?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, what's going down?
So have you heard about this this case in New York City where a woman drove the wrong way on the highway and ended up killing a bunch of people, and then like her husband is suing her brother or something because her brother...
No, I haven't.
All right, I don't even know the whole deal. Jason, can you explain it real quick?
How do you not hear this?
Listen to me. I'm on summer vacation, okay? I actually have an exam, part of the bar exam, next Friday. I'm studying ethics. You guys know about ethics?
Yeah. No. Well, Sam, Jason will explain.
You know what? Pretty much, I learned after going to law school, anything I did in college, I would be killed for. I would never be able to get my law card.
Really?
Why?
Hello?
Why?
Yeah, you know it's like considered a battery or assault, like approach her at a bar and just jam your tongue down her throat? That's considered like a battery, and if they see you do it, it's an assault. They can sue you and go to jail for it. So I've learned a lot of things in law school.
I have a lot of lawsuits I can file then.
Yeah, exactly. Or that can be filed against you.
Sam, let's explain this course to you, or this case to you real quickly in simple terms.
Okay, that's fine.
Jason, go ahead.
Eddie still doesn't get it.
I don't. Jason, where the hell are you?
Fuck off, dude.
Jeez,
can
man.
Can you explain this to Sam real quick? He's on the line.
Okay, so lady's traveling in a van with her brother and his three kids, and she has her own kid in the van, and she's drunk and high, and she's driving the wrong way down the highway, and she hits another SUV with three gentlemen in it. The three gentlemen in the other SUV die. She dies, who's driving, the girl who's driving who's drunk. And all four kids die. The husband of the woman who was driving is suing the brother for allowing her to drive drunk in his van. Is that clear?
Wow, that's crazy.
What up is that?
He's got a lot of balls to do something like that.
Right.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, he can do that. That's completely legal. I mean, was the brother in the car, or he was not in the car? Yes. Or was he at the bar?
He was in the
car. Hello? He was in the car?
Yeah, with her.
And they're saying that he was at the bar with her and he allowed her to drive?
Drive drunk and high, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He can be sued. Definitely. Because was he sober or was he drunk?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know what? The facts will take charge. If he was sober and didn't have anything to drink and he allowed her to drive, yeah, I mean, certainly he should be sued because he should never have allowed her to take the wheel. But if he was drunk and high as well or whatever he was doing, I mean, then the jury will think differently. It all depends on what his mental state was and how much he had to drink. And, you know, it really depends on whether or not he was drunk. If he was sober, he is screwed. He should never have let her get behind the wheel. And the fact of the matter is that he allowed her to get behind the wheel, if that's true, and he was sober, then this is a definite lawsuit, and he will be able to be sued. Well, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you think he has the husband who's suing, he has a decent case?
Wait, the husband, I'm sorry, you know what? I've been at a bar all night. Who is the husband suing? The husband is suing who?
The husband is suing the brother. His brother-in-law, the brother of the woman who was driving, and it was the brother's van she was driving, and he allowed her to drive.
Yeah, that's as long as the person who allowed her to drive was wasted, that is a legitimate lawsuit. I mean, not wasted.
Not wasted. A legitimate. Okay. But if somebody...
But you know what? But listen to me. I feel it's 10:50 in New York City right now, and I'm wasted out of my mind. Right. Every time I speak to you guys, I'm drunk. This isn't the best legal advice I can give you because I'm pretty drunk right now.
Yeah, but you're
the it's not so, our asses in the sling.
Right. And you're the best lawyer out there. And
you know, I love you guys. Greatest show. I tried to get our boy Elegant to come on your show, and he's an Orthodox Jew, unfortunately, so he wouldn't do the interview. I apologize to you guys for wasting your time.
Well, it's okay. But Sam or Chris, remember Sam was telling us last week about the guy who went into the hotel room dressed as a crossdresser and blah. Sam hooked up an interview with him, but he couldn't be on the show this week because he's an Orthodox Jew and it's the Sabbath.
Exactly.
I thought Saturday was the Sabbath.
I don't know if you guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, but the episode last week was the guy had to check with his rabbi to see if he can play golf. And when Elegant said to me he had to check with his rabbi to see if he can come on your show, I just laughed hysterically. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's awesome. Nobody's ever had to check with their rabbi.
I have never heard of that in my life. But listen, I got to go, but I appreciate you guys calling me. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks,
and have a great night.
You too.
Thanks for answering, and we'll have a good night, man.
You know what? I wish I was able to give you a better answer.
No, you're
no,
right.
It's
we'll
pretty
talk about
good.
Sober one night.
No, it's good. You're good. We like to talk to you.
Wait, listen. Right now on the air, call me next week. I'm taking the ethics exam, part of the bar exam, and I will be so wasted next week right now. It'll be a great interview. So give me a buzz when I'm wasted, and please don't ask me any legal questions. But I can't talk about ethics next week.
Well, Sam, no matter what you say, you're the best lawyer out there, and we appreciate anything you do. And good luck with your exam.
Good luck with the bar, dude.
One thing off this topic. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Eddie is one of the best program directors ever, and he deserves a lot more respect than he gets. He is the man. He is the one who runs Adobe, and we all every single show appreciates what you do, Eddie. So
I honestly don't do anything. I just laissez-faire. That's my.
You're just slob the knob now, Sam. Eddie loves this shit. You know
right,
he
guys,
does.
Go. Have
but,
a great night and enjoy the rest of the show.
Bye,
we'll
Sam.
See you.
Bye, Sammy. That's Sammy Goldberg. Sam E. Sam.
You know what's really fucked up about this case I was talking about?
Yeah.
What's that?
The husband is also suing the state of New York for not having enough signs saying she's going the wrong way.
How many signs do you need? Come on. Seriously?
Yeah.
Have you gone down the wrong way on a one-way street before? I know I have.
I have, but not gotten on the freeway in the wrong direction.
But, you know, usually, like, after a split second, I realized it, even if there wasn't a sign. Because I see cars parked the other direction.
Yeah.
Or I see traffic moving the other direction on the other side of the street. Or I see cars coming towards me. And I'm like, holy fuck.
You know what happened?
It's always been downtown that I've done this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what happened to me one time? Is I'm pulling out of this parking lot, and they don't have it posted that it's one way. But I'm about to turn the wrong way on the wrong way, and I pull out a little bit, and coming at me is a fucking patrol car.
Oh, shit.
I was cool, because I wasn't totally committed, so I just backed back up into the parking lot, I think.
Extreme Bits, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's your comment? Okay, hang up, jackass. If you're going to call and at least have something to say, don't disrupt the show.
No, I don't want to talk.
I'm going to call a radio show and not talk. I'm going to get scared and hang up. Nah. I'm an idiot. But so you went towards a patrol car going the wrong way?
Yeah, I was like turning into him and I like backed up. But I mean, there was no fucking signs posting it anywhere.
You could have sued that garage.
It was just a parking lot, but
yeah, you still could have sued.
A parking lot?
Yeah.
Extreme Bits.
Extreme Bits, 1-888-99-IDOBE is the phone number. Jason is joining us on Skype tonight.
You're welcome.
What was that?
You said you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
You privilege us with your presence.
Yeah.
I feel very privileged.
Yeah.
As you should.
Honored.
I feel very honored. I feel like I should be bowing down right now, sir.
See, now you're just taking it too far.
I'm bowing down to you like a samurai.
You know, I've been meaning to talk to you about Lately, you've been taking the jokes too far.
You haven't been bringing anything to the table at all, so I gotta just kind of keep it going somehow.
No, but you've been killing the jokes.
All right, like, that's fine. I'm killing the jokes.
No, it's not fine. It's not. It's a problem.
That's my new thing. I'm killing the jokes. Okay.
You know, I think we should address it. Jason, you know, do you know what I'm saying, dude, Jason?
No.
All right, I guess it's just me.
Yeah, probably.
I hope you feel awkward now.
I don't feel a damn thing.
Maybe that's the problem.
No. No, I don't think so. No. It allows me to wander through life in a zen-like state of I don't give a shit. It's amazing.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, that's fine. It's actually not bad.
Nah, it's kind of rough sometimes.
I want to be rough if you're not feeling anything. I don't quite understand.
Because sometimes I make the mistake and I have feelings and then I'm sad.
Okay. I would, Megan. Megan wants to be a stand-up comedian.
Does she?
Oh, I have a brilliant idea. Yeah. We should have a stand-up standoff between Megan and Kyle.
That's awesome.
I tried it, remember? He got sissied out.
Why do you think you would be a stand-up?
I don't want to be a stand-up comedian. I had this.
You think you can do better?
I have a premonition, okay? And
everybody has a condition. Join the club. Oh.
And I think I'd be really good at it.
That's what everybody says. Oh, I'd be a great stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I've never heard anyone else say that except for Kyle.
No, I know. People say that all the time. People are like, I'm really funny. I think I could probably be a stand-up comedian. I think I was a stand-up in another life.
I think I was meant to be.
Throw out a joke.
Well, to be fair, that's kind of awkward.
No,
you can't do that.
She's about to. Chris.
All right.
What do you think is the craziest thing in the world?
What?
Pineapples. You're trying not to laugh.
Do you like that one, Chris?
I'm laughing because it reminded me of a Kyle.
Okay, what else do you have?
That was stupid. It wasn't even funny.
She's thinking of something. Come on.
You know what I don't get? Grape nuts. There's no grapes. There's no nuts.
Yeah, I think you stole that from somebody.
That's Seinfeld. What? You don't like grape nuts. Come on. You don't have grapes. You don't have nuts. Kramer.
Why do they call it Ovaltine?
There's no ovals. There's no teens.
I think Jason's judging us.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, well, we're judging you, so...
Yeah.
Fair enough. Know.
Yeah.
It's a whole judge fest. Everybody just judges each other.
But a stand-up standoff, we need to make that happen.
Yeah, you're right. It's like gotta be... Maybe, like, one person does two jokes, then the other person does two jokes.
No, it's like one joke and then one joke.
Well, then that becomes a joke-off.
Well, whatever.
Because you have to have, with stand-up, maybe, like, a little rhythm.
And, I feel like you're way overthinking this already.
No, I'm not. This is coming up the rules. It's like a rap-off, but it's a stand-up-off. So, like, a rap-off, you wouldn't do one verse. You'd probably do a couple. All right, you get it? Don't sigh at me. This is how it works. Why would
this is how it works.
What you're thinking of is a joke off. This would be a stand up off. Are you
me? Jesus Christ.
Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not even listening.
Not listening.
So what do you think?
I choose not to comment right now.
Why?
Because I don't want to get in the middle of two friends.
What do you think? We don't care. We need somebody to jump in here.
And I think it's just a stretch for trying to be funny.
Well, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was actually arguing. I was arguing with the man.
Yeah, I think for humor, which, whatever.
You know, I don't think Jason does as well on the show when he can't read our faces, but it's interesting because he's bringing us, like, the listener perspective, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, like, I'm not interested.
Pretty much. Don't be like that. Come on. It's fine.
It's fine. Thanks, Mom.
You do good, kids.
Just keep on doing it. Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm going to put your next show on the fridge.
Yeah. Well, that was degrading.
I think you're degrading. No, I'm sorry. That was spiteful and uncalled for. Why and I was reaching for a laugh that time. And it wasn't good. And I'm sorry. And I can move on.
You're only apologizing because nobody laughed, but that's okay.
No, I was apologizing because I felt bad because it was uncalled for.
Okay.
Now you're getting too gushy.
I'm just trying to be honest.
I don't know, man. Pretty gushy.
Well, okay, whatever. There's nothing wrong with that sometimes.
Let's let Jason talk for a while.
I'm good.
Jason, what are you doing?
I'm hanging out.
It's fair enough.
What else?
Playing some Call of Duty Black Ops.
That's why
we don't have your full attention.
That's why.
Oh, you bastard!
Exactly.
Not even close. I just killed somebody.
Yeah, oh, you shit. Just killed our spirits.
What?
You killed Extreme Bits too, by the way.
This is what our fans are doing.
Throw that out there. Well, you're not a fan. You're a contributor.
I'm contributing, right?
No, no.
Not really.
For the last half hour, we've been trying to turn it to you, and you've been like, wait, what? What's going on? Oh, I don't have anything, Dad. Whatever. Eddie, am I wrong?
Well.
Yeah. Well, no. He did have that story he brought to us, but please us for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, since Jason's occupied, Eddie, what do you think about this debt crisis situation? what's so funny?
No, I don't know. It's just funny to go there. But
why is it? I don't know.
It's a funny transition, but I'll go with you there.
Sure.
What do I think of that? We are in a lot of debt, and that's not good. We can always just print more money, though.
Oh man! Right. See,
dude, I'm just kidding. That's not I know. Fuck, can I make a joke?
It's not funny.
It's terrible, because this could downgrade us to a second or third world country.
Yeah.
That's
shit would hit the fan if we don't raise that debt ceiling. And, I think we could be talking about another Great Depression and not just a Great Recession. Shit is serious.
Now, Chris, explain the whole situation.
Oh, Lord.
Like you're talking to a 5-year-old.
Yeah, come on, Internet Explorer. Let's explain it.
Firefox. Oh, Megan's got a hard-on to explain the debt crisis.
Okay, so the United States...
I'll jump in when she gets something wrong.
Okay, fine. The United States takes out loans. And what is so funny? Some people don't know that.
No, I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at you.
The United States takes out loans. Let's say the United States takes out loans, and it has to repay its loans, just like we have to repay our personal loans. So let's say a good analogy is if you have a credit card, and you have a $1,000 limit on your credit card, and you have been using your $1,000 limit constructively, but then all of a sudden you have had to buy some more things over the last year, and now all of a sudden your limit needs to be raised. So, or if your limit's not raised, you're not going to be able to keep buying these things that you've been buying for the last year. So you can either choose to ask for a higher credit limit on your credit card because you've been paying. It's not like you want a higher credit limit on your credit card to go buy a new car. You want a higher credit limit on your card because these things you've been using and having, you've been paying for, you haven't been paying for. But you've been using them on your card. Oh, no, let me finish.
I blame myself for bringing it up.
Oh, you,
as you should.
You've lost my train of thought.
Something about used cars.
So all of a sudden, your credit limit is either going to get raised or you're going to need to pay off that credit card. And you're going to have, you're still going to have to pay off your credit card and you're not going to get the things you want and you've been getting. Okay. So the United States government has to make a choice. They either have to say, yes, we've been using this stuff and yes, we need to pay for it. Or, nah, never mind. I haven't been using this stuff. And I don't want to pay for it. If they choose to do that, then the credit card company is going to get really mad. Like, no, 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 you didn't. You did get that stuff. You need to pay for it. And then the United States is going to be like, mm-mm, you know what? Our credit limit's too high, so we're going to just stop right here. So
China's going to send Dog the Bounty Hunter after the president.
So, or United States can say, oh, you know what? We raise the debt limit all the time. Just as humans do, your credit limit usually goes up as you get older and you have more spending. So.
All right. Okay, fair enough. All right. Thank you, Megan. Thank you for that diatribe. What did you just do? You unplugged my headphones.
Well, good work, Megan, in trying to explain succinctly a very convoluted situation. But long story short, shit's going to hit the fan on Tuesday. And,
why do you say that? That's a negative outlook.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm negative. I'm just trying to be realistic. Yeah, a week or two ago, I thought there was no way that they weren't going to raise the debt limit. Now I'm feeling that there's no way it's going to happen.
They're
going to
raise it.
Megan is arguing that they're going to raise it, but I don't think they're going to, because the Tea Party Republicans in the House of Representatives are insane.
Guess how many times the credit limit has been raised within this last year already?
Like, 7 times.
Well, I had 9. But anyway, the point is, it gets raised all the time, and it's not a negative thing. It's a negative thing when you choose not to pay for it.
We are on the same side on this. All I'm saying is that the Republicans, the Tea Party Republicans, aren't reasonable enough to...
No, it's not that they're not reasonable. They don't have brains.
Well, okay, yeah.
We can argue about that, but continue with what you're saying, Chris.
They're gonna drive the bus off the cliff. John Boehner didn't even have enough votes in his own party. Oh, he did. He got that passed, but still, barely. And I don't know.
I grow up.
For real.
I pay my bills.
Oh, you don't.
I pay most of my bills.
Nah, you don't pay all of your bills.
Well, Megan's not the United States government.
All right. Well, you know, if the United States government isn't gonna pay their bills, I'm not gonna pay the bills I owe to the United States government.
And I'm not gonna go to work.
Well, that's fine because we might not any of us have jobs.
That's fine.
If the United States defaults, man, that's fucking.
If the United States defaults, we're all fucked pretty much, and it's time to probably leave the country immediately.
It's gonna be a global crisis. You're not gonna be able to escape it.
Nah, just go to somewhere like a third world country already.
How does that help?
Because you just kind of get away from it for a little bit and just go on the beach. You might as well suffer on the beach.
Sure.
Would you rather be suffering on the beach than in like urban decay? Like, at least on the beach you have a nicer view if you look that way.
I like a cityscape.
What about
that's the way to look at it?
A decaying cityscape, like a Detroit cityscape.
The world ends in 2012. Let's just be honest. Yeah.
Well, according to Chris, it's going to end on Tuesday, but it could be the catalyst towards 2012. I guess.
I didn't go so far as to say the world was going to end on Tuesday. I just said that the economy is going to hell on Tuesday. But, that's just
happens,
a prediction.
Jason,
that's
are
just
you still,
my instinct.
Are you still working on that bunker, Jason?
Maybe.
He's keeping it secret from us, man. We're your oldest and closest friends, and he's not going to let us in his fucking bunker.
I'll let you in.
You can't stay, but you can come in for a little bit.
No. Bring something that's useful, maybe.
I'll bring Parcheesi.
All right, you're not in. Eddie, what do you got to bring?
What are you going to do for entertainment? You're going to want that Parcheesi.
I'll bring marijuana.
Bullshit.
Right,
Eddie doesn't have the hookup, and you know it.
I'll get it before Tuesday.
That's okay. That's probably could happen though.
Yeah, that'll be why I'll just trade marijuana and survive or something. People are gonna want to get high if this happens, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is bullshit.
It is bullshit.
Did you hear Barack Obama? He tweeted out that he wanted the Republicans to come to a bipartisan agreement. And he said, please notify your state representative. And then after that, he tweeted 50 consecutive tweets of each state representative.
Each phone number?
The phone number and the Twitter contact information. And then after that, he lost like 40,000 Twitter followers because people thought they were being spammed.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm just saying that. He lost a ton of people on his Twitter account.
He has millions of followers.
He has like 9 million. That's the count, 9 million. But he did lose a ton of people because he was trying to get people.
But what I think President Obama has bigger concerns than losing a couple of Twitter followers.
Well, I know. That's the thing.
I don't think that's what's keeping him up at night these days.
It's not like the top story on the news. It's just like kind of a little tidbit.
Yeah.
That he tweeted this out and he lost a lot of followers because he's trying to get an agreement between both parties. And people just thought they were being spammed because they're idiots.
Yeah.
They didn't wait for their state to pop up. They just, like, immediately thought, oh, my God, he's been hacked. Delete. That happened.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
It happened.
Well, I'm saying it's kind of interesting.
Kind of, yeah.
Not really.
It's just like the show.
Are you going to vote for Obama this year or for the next election?
Yes. Eddie? Oh, that was Chris.
If we
yes.
still have an economy and we still have a country, and depending upon his running mate, it's a possibility.
Well, assuming he's still running with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Why do you say that?
I think Eddie's an undecided voter. Well, you make it sound like the running mate's up in the air. Well, let's just assume it's Joe Biden.
Okay.
Can he change it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can.
Absolutely.
I like Joe Biden. He just kind of stays in the background and he does all the important stuff like Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
He's working on the next 9/11, just like Dick Cheney.
Wow.
But anyways, I'll vote for Obama if Sarah Palin's not going to be the Republican candidate. No way. But if she is, I will definitely vote for Obama. But
I think Michelle Bachmann.
Michelle Bachmann.
Is that who you're saying... Will be the candidate?
Running.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were voting for her.
Yeah, you know it.
Have you seen his bumper sticker?
Michelle Bachmann all the way.
Well, what a dumb bitch. She's representative of the problem. She's like, I hope we do default. I won't vote for any debt ceiling increase. I hope this country goes to hell. Michelle Bachmann, 2012.
Vote for me.
Yeah, seriously, what the fuck? Oh, my God. She makes Sarah Palin seem wise and urbane.
Well, you know what? None of these politicians, none of these senators, none of them really, they really don't care all that much about this because they're still getting big salaries.
They're not going to get shit. They're not going to have any money after Tuesday, just like anybody else. The government is not going to have any money. They're not going to have
it. I know,
it done.
But the economy hasn't hit these people yet. These people don't know the hardships that the American people are facing, so they're still being very naive. That's why they're dragging their feet. They don't understand what it's like not to have money, to be working somewhere where you're not getting health insurance, to be working somewhere where you're not getting a fair wage, not being able to afford food.
Well, that's my problem. That's where I have to say, you know, for better or worse, this is still a representative democracy. So if our elected representatives are acting like idiots, it's because we elected idiots. So ultimately, everybody's like, oh, American people are so great, and look to the American people. You know what? Americans are idiots. This is your day of reckoning for electing idiots. And this is what you get. And everybody says they're pissed at Congress and, you know, the president's approval rating is down and Congress's approval rating is in the toilet. But you know what? These are the people you elected. All right? So this is kind of, you know, what you get. You know? If you didn't want shit to hit the fan like this, you probably should have elected somebody who was a little more intelligent, you know?
Well, you'd hope that you're voting for the smartest person. But, you know, American people can do a better job at electing their officials, because I think most of the time they don't give a shit. They just go to the polls and they remember somebody's name from a commercial they saw in the middle of American Idol, and they vote for that person.
I'm not that cynical about it.
I am.
I'm just going to say that Americans aren't informed. Now, they're informed about their candidates. They're just not informed about the issues. So they vote for the candidates who share their misconceptions about the way the world is.
It's possible. That's possible.
It's the I'm pretty sure about that.
Well, I mean, that's I think that's part of it. I'm not going to say it's all of it. I'll agree with you to an extent, but I think there's probably more to it than that. But sure, I'll give you that much. And we now go live to Jason.
Hello.
He's playing Call of Duty.
Yes. It's fantastic.
How did we get on a political diatribe?
I brought up the debt crisis.
Yeah, way to go.
Hey, fuck you, man. We didn't have anything else to talk about.
You.
What's wrong with talking about politics from time to time? You both
it's
always...
depressing, dude.
I don't care if it's depressing. It's important, man. Shit's going to get real depressing after Tuesday if something doesn't happen, right?
Well, remember this podcast
just because it's depressing,
the podcast is out on Monday, so this all could be irrelevant.
It could be highly pertinent come Monday. I mean, people could be fucking watching the clock as the time, the hour ticks down like it's goddamn New Year's. You know?
We
it could be really fucking pertinent.
Let's have a party then.
An end of the world party.
We're all going to die.
Do you remember that religious guy a couple months ago?
It's Y2K all over again.
You know, he was like, it's going to be the end of the world, and like he was getting shit. And of course, the day came and went, and the end of the world didn't happen. He's like, well, wait. Actually, the end of the world did happen. And he's like, things are going to start to change. And now, I don't know.
No, he said that the end of the world was going to happen in October. He changed the date.
Yeah, he did that. And then he went back and said, no. That was the end of the world. He revised it again and said he was right and that the end of the world had happened.
Oh, my God. What a douche.
Well, maybe... Maybe he had a point.
Everybody
probably
thinks
not.
It's the end of the world in their generation.
Exactly.
Like, just look back through history.
Exactly.
Come on. How stupid can we all be? We live in a decaying society. Just look at the Romans, look at the Greeks, and learn from their mistakes. Oh, wait. We haven't.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do? It's happening, because we're not learning from our past mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at your parents. They made a mistake, but...
Yeah, I know. I wish I was never born.
Yeah.
I wish you were never born either.
Don't we all?
Wow.
And, well... So, Jason, you're expecting a child soon, and...
What the fuck are you... What is that in
what
the background?
That?
Is your toilet clogged... Are you plunging a toilet? What is that?
I was peeing.
Why does it sound like you're, Never mind. Jesus Christ.
How awesome was that?
Not that awesome.
That was
I feel
awesome.
A little violated.
You feel violated?
I feel a little violated, a little bit.
Oh, good.
That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Well done, then. Well done, sir.
All right, let's wrap this shit show up.
Yeah, please. Business to attend to.
You do?
The show wasn't that bad.
Jason,
no, it was good.
Yeah. Call of Duty get to there, Jason.
Yeah. Well, it's the only free... This is... The last hour is my only free time of the week, so...
Oh, to yourself?
No, that's... that. I was lying. I was joking.
Oh.
Jason, are you punking some 12-year-old kid on a Xbox Live?
Dude, I suck. Chris, you should get this game so we can play together.
Yeah, I'm not live, though.
Yeah, go live.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Jason, what's your screen name handle, whatever the fuck it's called, so any listener can join you?
It's a capital N Nuker. So it's Nuker with a capital N 303.
N-U-K-E-R 303. Add Jason and play him on Call of Duty.
Black Ops.
Well, I suck, but I don't know if you want to play. You can add me, sure.
Add him and play him. Why don't you play some
Whispers? We'll see if I get any. I bet I don't get one ad.
Probably not, but you know it doesn't hurt to ask.
Please be my friend.
Be my friend.
Fuck.
All right.
I suck at this game, guys. I have to say.
Well, you've only had it like a couple days.
True.
So.
Yeah.
Those little geeks playing online have probably been playing it for like how long has it been out? Like 12 months straight with no sleep or whatever. I don't know.
Fucking A. I just keep dying over and over. I don't even know why I'm trying anymore. I guess it's try to get better, but.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed for you now, the way you're describing it.
Sounds like an old man trying to play a video game.
Oh, these fucking young kids. And they just don't have jobs.
Oh, so now you're going to judge people based on their unemployment. It's a rough fucking situation out there, man.
All right, don't defend them because you're one of them.
Why not? Why shouldn't I defend us? I have a fucking right.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, fortunately, what you think... sorry, Megan's talking in the background. She's really distracting me.
Tucka, tucka, tucka.
What? Your friends are here. I can't touch anything. Okay, hang on. Let's wrap this show up real quick here.
All right.
Are we doing a final thought, or should I get the door? I don't know what's going on.
Just get the door.
Okay.
Who's at the door?
I think it's Violent Video Brad.
Hold on, guys.
It's okay. Jason, you want to do the final thought?
Sure.
I don't even... All right. Here we go. Okay, the music is playing. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen... What we've all learned here today is that I'm awesome. Chris is, he's Chris, and he's kind of a dick sometimes, thinking he's better than everybody, but
yeah.
What's new, really?
What's new?
That's just what Chris does. So, what really can you say about, I didn't get to hear the interview. But it sounded like a pretty cool Canadian that we talked to tonight. Like sports and drinking and...
Spurts.
Eddie? Yeah, he's the same old, same old. We also learned about Sam Goldberg's not the best to give legal advice when he's drunk. But still feel like it was appropriate in the manner in which he talked about it. So I'll give him credit.
Okay.
But really, when it comes down to is that I suck at Call of Duty. I'm getting old. We're all getting old. And we all get old eventually. So enjoy every minute of every day and enjoy life.
Have you ever seen Home Movies? It's a show that was on...
Well, we're trying to wrap up the show.
All right.
I'm trying to go with a new topic.
It's a quick comment is all. And but it was on Adult Swim a while ago, but you remind me of a character, Jason, Coach McGurk.
Oops, wrong button.
I don't know, you just remind me of him.
The fact that I can't pay attention to anything or what?
I don't know, your little pearls of wisdom, I think, sometimes.
It was epic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Good job with the final thought. I haven't heard a final thought that good in years. Oh, hi, Chris.
What? Yeah, but what are you here? I wasn't paying attention.
All right, Extremebits Radio Show. Extremebits.com, extremebits.com. That's where you can download the podcast, blah, 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 blah. All right, Jason, have fun out there with the Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, who came to the door, though?
Violent Video Brad.
Yeah.
Bradley.
Say what's up to Jason. What's up, my homie?
What's up, buddy?